Good afternoon. The storm system that brought all the rain to interior New York and New England yesterday continues to lift out through northern and eastern New England and off into the Canadian Maritimes. It's been a slow process, however, and clouds are still hanging on with a few showers, areas of fog and drizzle, mostly in northernmost New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. Along the I-90 corridor, we do have some breaks in the cloud cover and more in the way of sunshine this afternoon, with mostly sunny skies in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. In these locations, temperatures will respond, reaching the upper 50s to around 60. Where we have a fair amount of cloud cover, we'll be in the lower to mid-50s this afternoon. And in northern New York and Vermont, with mostly cloudy skies and even a few showers, we'll only manage to get into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Skies will continue to clear out tonight, lows averaging around 40. With high pressure building in both at the surface and aloft, tomorrow we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs will rebound into the mid-50s. A big ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather picture late week and into the beginning of the weekend. This means more sunshine and milder air for Friday with highs near 60 and sunshine giving way to some clouds on Saturday but dry all day with temperatures reaching the middle and upper 50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to energy diving through the Ohio Valley. It will generate a storm system off the Delmarva Peninsula and work its way up the coast. Right now, it looks like we'll have a cold rain on Sunday, but with colder air associated with this disturbance, we could see some snow, especially across the higher terrain, with a transition to wet snow across even the lower elevations by the second half of the weekend. High temperatures on Sunday will be in the 40s, blustery and cooler weather to start next week only in the upper 30s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will move from the Great Basin into the Rockies ahead of a deepening upper-level trough. Snow levels will lower across the area as the trough moves overhead, and snow is expected to become widespread across the central Rockies by this evening, with heavy snow possible. Gusty winds will also be likely in association with this storm. Tomorrow, the system will move into the plains, resulting in widespread rain and snow across the northern and central portions of the plains, as well as portions of the upper Midwest. The storm will continue to deepen into Friday as it moves into the Midwest. Heavy snow, as well as gusty winds, will be possible across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Winter storm watches and blizzard watches have been issued from the Dakotas into Minnesota. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a large area of cloudiness and showers over the southwestern Caribbean, which is associated with a broad area of low pressure. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for slow development of this system during the next several days, and a tropical depression is likely to form late this week or over the weekend as the low meanders around this region. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at San Diego, California, Yuma, Arizona, and Corpus Christi, Texas, to a low of 14 at Crested Butte and Lake George, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, near 60, Boston, cloudy with showers, fog, and drizzle in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 71, set in 2006. And the record low, 7, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:49 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:31 p.m. 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes since yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and a few showers, also some fog and drizzle today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine through the afternoon with temperatures reaching the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Partly to mostly sunny skies today with readings in the mid-50s for afternoon highs. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, back into the mid-50s, more sunshine Friday near 60. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Saturday, staying dry, mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with rain likely Sunday, perhaps mixing or even changing to wet snow by the end of the day, temperatures in the 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, colder Monday with scattered snow showers, upper 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds breezy on Tuesday, back into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.